Proclamation number 8559 of 15th of July, 1963. God's wooing of vineyard workers. In spiritual unity you ought to serve me, and great blessing will arise from your activity. Again and again I recruit vineyard workers, people who have the will to be active for me and my kingdom, who themselves are permeated by eagerness to love and who therefore also have the ability to be able to work successfully. It is always your will to love which guarantees success. The will to help those who are in spiritual need. This will to love will drive you from within to be active for me, and then you will also certainly be able to record success. Because again and again I tell you, the need is great. If only because there is not much time left and night will inevitably fall upon people who live in darkness because they did not seek the light. Just light a little light for them, so that they recognize the way, which leads out of the darkness of night to the light of the day. And consider your work for me and my kingdom as urgent, because I have commissioned innumerable light beings for you, who will always see to it that all your earthly duties and demands are taken care of, who stand by you in every way, where you are still earthly bound, and who also support you in every spiritual activity, because if only your earnest wanting is meant for me, also everything else is secured, as I have promised with the words, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will fall to you." As long as you still stand in the midst of the world, the spiritual kingdom has moved into the distance for you, and everything earthly has priority, because you can register earthly success, while the spiritual work remains seemingly unsuccessful. But don't be deceived. Earthly successes will melt away into nothing, but spiritual work earns you otherworldly treasures, which will one day determine the degree of your happiness. And therefore take care for the spiritual kingdom, for the time after your earthly life, which can already be over for you any day. Therefore do not take everything earthly important, but turn all your care and attention to spiritual activity, and you will not regret it. Again and again I call you to work in my vineyard, and truly, you will receive great reward, you who comply with my call, you who endeavor to bring my gospel to your fellow human beings. You who cultivate fallow fields. You who scatter the seed in people's hearts, which I myself supply to you. You can hand out purest truth and thus offer people a delicious seed which is to sprout into their hearts and bear rich fruit. And whoever receives this truth from me, directly or through messengers, and passes it on to those who are still poor in spirit, who need a supply of strength in order to be able to help themselves out of spiritual hardship, he will truly earn great spiritual merit, and also earthly I want to reward his work for me and my kingdom. But for the sake of earthly reward you are not to do it, but love towards your fellow men is to drive you. And this love I will also assess as love towards me, and it will always bring you closer to me. Every unselfish work of love, which is to be regarded as right vineyard work, will unite you more and more with me, who am love himself. Just grasp the correlations, and you will find your happiness yourselves in the effort to help your fellow human beings, to bring salvation to their souls, for as soon as you recognize that all people are my creatures, which came forth from my love, you also look upon all fellow human beings as your brothers, and you also seek to unite your brothers, who are still distant from me, with me by announcing my will to them, the fulfillment of which is the meaning and purpose of earthly life. And believe me that I need you, that you are no useless servants to me when you yourselves only want to work for my kingdom, because I will always assign the work to you so as you are able to do it. I will overtax no one and also give to everyone the necessary power, because you are to be active in my stead. Because I myself cannot speak to men who have so little faith that they establish no union with me. But they are also not to remain without my dress, and therefore I speak through your mouth, or also, you carry my word further to the places where there is drought, where the living water is to fertilize desolate stretches of land. You proclaim the gospel to men, which they must hear, if salvation is still to be brought to Thessalonians. And so speak in my stead, and this ministry I will truly reward you. My word shall also sound to those who themselves do not take the way to me. To them you are to bring my word. You are to invite them to also come to the table where everyone is to be fed and watered with delicious food and delicious drink. And you can approach boldly, even if they reject you, because I will put the words into your mouth, with which you are to address them, and their hearts I will touch, that they recognize my voice, that they do not reject unwillingly, but think about it. Believe it that I need you because only men will find the way to the heart of fellow men. I myself cannot speak to them because they would not hear my voice through their inner resistance, which they have towards their God and Creator. And because I need you I again and again solicit your willingness to serve me and my kingdom. For the time being I address you myself and only call upon you to pass on my gifts so that your fellow human beings also take part in them for the salvation of their souls. And if love is in you, then also the misery of the souls will take pity on you, and you will want to help them, and then also your work will be of success. You will win souls for me, which now no longer get lost, which feel touched by my word and now strive for me in right eagerness. Then you all also need not fear the end, because who is mine, him I will rescue out of all trouble. Amen.